Here's 1-2 pitch. There it is! The Toronto Blue Jays have punched their ticket to the championship series.
The Yankees lose! The Yankees lose!
Yankees lose! Let's go, baby!
But you don't take it personal.
One more. The Yankees lose!
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen, Fox, courtesy of the call last night, and then the post game with David Ortiz, Vladdy Jr. At least Derek Jeter's got some guts, man, saying, like, I don't think it's funny. I wish Jeter were still on the field. Man, here's Anthony Volpe. God almighty. What a joke. And, you know, like, I could be mad, and, like, part of me is mad because I love the Yankees. But, yeah, it's part and parcel, part of the territory. And here's what I'll say to everybody, and I mean this seriously, to all the Yankee haters. Let's be honest. You really do wish that you were me. Like, you wish you were a Yankee fan. Like, Tyler Morales is a Phillies fan. He's taking great pleasure in this. Tyler has seen one world championship in his lifetime. I've seen five. Like, who wouldn't want to be a Yankee fan and experience what I've experienced? I'm being serious. And yes, am I being a jerk when I say that? Yes. But am I also right? Yes. I am right. You'd love to be a Yankee fan. You'd love to have experienced what I've experienced. But when you experience that, and when you've been at the top of the mountain, everyone wants to knock you off the mountain. And the Yankees have made a big business out of getting knocked off the mountain. Now, I've teased going into the first break that the New York Yankees, barring something extraordinarily unforeseen, will present us with a fabulous betting opportunity for this coming season. It's not like this is a new edge when it comes to betting on sports. I've given this to you. Far be it for me to make it about me. You know, everyone's like, Billy Walters, greatest sports player. Okay. How about Nick Costos? I have told you, since before You Better You Bet was on the air. But let's just take it from 2019 on. First year of the show's on the air. I've been telling everybody since 18, the New York Yankees, for as long as Aaron Boone is the manager and Brian Cashman is the general manager, will never win a World Series. And you know that I've said it. I've said it on this show. I've said it on the 10,000 radio shows that I go on every week as a guest. I've said it on social media. I couldn't be more clear with my thoughts on this matter. Aaron Boone, by all accounts, is a very nice man. And I know people in the media that know Aaron Boone, like worked with Aaron Boone at ESPN. They all swear by him, like greatest guy ever. I'm sure it's true. I'm sure you'd love to have a beer with him. I have no doubt. And I'm sure he's a great dad and a son, bro, whatever. He sucks. Terrible manager. And Brian Cashman, like I call them Supreme Court justices. Like people think I'm joking. I'm not. Like, they have the job until they die. They're never getting fired. All trust fund baby, Hal Steinbrenner, born on third base and convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that he hit a triple. All he cares about is attendance and revenue and not paying the luxury tax because he's a trust fund baby loser. And his dad, rolling over in his grave, watching what's happened to this team. Because losing's one thing. But to lose in the fashion that Albert Einstein, generally thought to be one of the smartest people ever, Einstein would define what the Yankees do as insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again. and expecting a different result. I can't wait. And we were joking about it during the break, except it's not a joke. Like, at some point tomorrow, like on Friday, as tons of NFL news is breaking and other things are happening, we'll get some kind of report. Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman are both back. And of course, Cashman's coming back. Yes, he's a Supreme Court justice. And Aaron Boone will come back because that's what happens. They'll both be back. And if for some reason they're not, we can have a different conversation. But my firm anticipation is that both of them will be back. And when we do this rigmarole and this song and dance again, which is in like 2 weeks, so the baseball season ends and then like pitchers and catchers report like 3 weeks later. But when pitchers and catchers are getting ready to report, and, you know, like the winter meetings will happen and the Yankees will do something. I don't know how big it, maybe it'll be Kyle Tucker. Who knows? Maybe they'll make a huge splash. But we're going to have a conversation on this show, and other shows will be talking about it. And the conversation is going to be, man, Garrett Cole's coming back. Cole, Fried, Schlittler, Heel, Rodon. This bullpen of 5 million closers that, like, no one knows what their role is. Like, honestly, the Yankees should hire Dwayne Johnson to tell them what their role is, so they know. And the top three player in the sport. Maybe number two behind Ohtani and Aaron Judge. And there will be a lot of temptation for people to click the button on the Yankees to win the World Series. Happens every year. This is a spoiler. It's not a prediction. The Yankees are going to be towards, maybe they won't be the favorite, but they're going to be at the top of the board. They're going to be one of the top choices to win the World Series, right? That's what's going to happen. And you, our listeners and viewers, I'm letting you in on a little secret. It's a secret that I've shared for years, and every year people forget about it. The secret is, you can cross them off the list. And take all that probability they're sucking away from teams that can actually win, and you can determine which team deserves to have it. And you can make, maybe it'll be a good bet, maybe it won't be, but you know Yankees to win the World Series is going to be a bad bet. They're a punchline. They're a joke. And two of the best players in franchise history and Mr. Yankee of my lifetime have to sit there and take it every single October. What a freaking disgrace. And to all the Yankee haters out there, of which there are many, enjoy. And when your head hits the pillow tonight, you can take solace in the fact that somewhere in the range, give or take a couple days, maybe a couple weeks, 365 days from now, you'll get to hear and watch Big Poppy shove it down the Yankees' throats again while Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez have to laugh. I'm happy for you. You bet on this Thursday. As for the Blue Jays, I mean, what can you say? They're awesome. This is like a true winning team. John Schneider's an awesome manager. Better pitching than the Yankees in the series. Vlad Guerrero's an absolute stud. I've never heard of some of these players that are like shoving the dagger in the hearts of the Yankees. Who are these guys? It's unbelievable. It's like, here's no name A, no name B, like create a player X. And they're just slamming the door on the New York Yankees season. And you know what? Like, good for them. That's a great job by them. And if Detroit and the Tigers are -140 favorites on the road tomorrow in Seattle, good pitching matchup, Tarek Skubal and George Kirby. If the Tigers win tomorrow, like, just put the Blue Jays in the World Series. Just put them in there. I'm fascinated to see what that series price would be if it's Toronto-Detroit. I mean, I don't know. How big would it have to be for me to not bet? It won't be that big for me to not bet Toronto. I'm going to be on the Blue Jays to win the AL pennant. Toronto-Seattle, we can have a different conversation. But if it's Toronto-Detroit, like, forget about it. Forget about it. Blue Jays are going to the World Series. And the team's got great aura. They are supremely clutch. And they deserve to beat the Yankees. And I hate them. That's okay. They're awesome. I can acknowledge that as well. So we can talk more about the Blue Jays next week on the show when we know who their opponent's going to be in the American League Championship Series, either Femi Seattle Mariners or the Detroit Tigers. Now, as for the Phillies and the Dodgers last night, and this game, I don't know why this is the schedule, why, like, the Dodgers game starts at 6:08, like 3:08 local time on a Thursday for a Dodgers playoff game. Like, this, that should be the night game. Cubs Brewers is the night game. It should be Dodgers Phillies. Maybe they did this, honestly, for me. Because now I get to watch, like, I'm going to be locked into Giants Eagles tonight. I'd have to spend a ton of attention on the Dodgers Phillies. Not that I'm not into the Cubs and the Brewers, but let's be honest. It's not Phillies Dodgers as far as a viewing experience goes. So that game's coming up in less than 2 hours, Dodgers Phillies game 4. And I said yesterday on the show that I was contemplating and I was thinking about betting the Phillies to come back and win the series. And I couldn't get there. And I still don't think they'll get there. But it's starting to get a little interesting with the way last night's game played out. Now, when Rob Thompson, who I actually think if the Phillies win the World Series, I actually still think they should fire Rob Thompson. And I say that partially kidding. He's horrendous. Like, the galaxy brain move of all time was to pull Nola after 2 innings last night. And look, like, Ranger Suarez comes in, and he lets up the homer to Edmund, and it's, the Dodgers take the lead, and it's like, oh my God, they may have to fire him on the spot. Now, Suarez was great from there, and obviously Schwarber, I'm like, dude, the first Schwarber homer is traveling in orbit right now next to the homer that Albert Pujols hit off of Brad Lidge about 20 years ago. Like, they are screaming through the solar system right now. Just absolute moon, and a great call by our guy, Brian Anderson, who will be on the show with us next week. Great call by BA on that Schwarber absolute moonshot. So Suarez comes in, he settles down, Schwarber hits the moonshot, and then you had, like, this was like an old horse about to get taken out to the glue factory. With Dave Roberts leaving Clayton Kershaw probably wishes he retired already. Getting left out there to get absolutely tattooed by the Philadelphia Phillies. And the Phillies blow the game open late. And the Phillies win. And seize a little bit of momentum heading into tonight's game 4. Where Christopher Sanchez takes the bump against Tyler Glasnow. I don't think the Phillies are going to win tonight. I don't think they would win game 5 if it got there. But man, if you got Dodgers positions right now, I think it's fair to be a little nervous. I think it's fair to be a little concerned. Why can't Sanchez shove to? Why can't that happen? I think it could happen. Now, I don't feel that strongly about it to bet it, but I acknowledge that it could. And if you like the Dodgers tonight, you, the person watching, you, the person listening. I just want to flag this for everybody. So the Dodgers would obviously, if they win, would play the Brewers or the Cubs. Wow, like, what a take by me. Like, they'll play one of the other two teams in the other NLDS. And they would be big favorites, right? In either series, whether they're home or on the road, doesn't make a difference. The Dodgers are minus 105 right now to win the National League. If you think they're going to win tonight, and you like them against either the Brewers or the Cubs, how's that bet sound to you? The Dodgers basically even money to win the National League. Feels pretty good to yours truly. So that's a bet that I have made today because I like the Dodgers to win the NL. I think the Dodgers will win tonight, and if they don't, the Phillies will find a way to screw it up in Game 5. Because I think they're losers. And I know a lot of Phillies fans, they take glee in the Yankees losing. Allow me to do my best Bill Goldberg imitation. Hey, Phillies fans, you're next. One piece of news in the National Football League, and then on the other side, we'll talk about Thursday Night Football with the Giants and the Eagles. So I'm going to bring up the tweet because this came down about 10 minutes ago in real time. Let me just get this here because I want to make sure I read this exactly right. Okay, here are the notifications. This is courtesy of NFL Media's Ian Rappaport. The Philadelphia Eagles, about 20 minutes ago, elevated defensive tackle Gabe Hall for tonight's game against the Giants. You might be listening or watching and saying, well, why the hell does that matter? Why are we hearing about Gabe Hall? Well, yesterday, Jalen Carter was added to the injury report for Philadelphia. And today, they're elevating a defensive tackle. You do the math. Maybe Jalen Carter's not playing tonight. And on the other side, I'm going to tell you how I'm betting the Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles in Texas and Oklahoma this weekend in Red River. You better you bet on this Thursday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.